We are on the road today on FM 91, coming to you live from the Sylvania Branch Library. I'm Mary Claire Murphy, and Brad Cresswell is here with me, too.
Hello.
Also, Jim Norman. Welcome back, Jim.
We spoke with you earlier this hour.
We had like this big dramatic music to welcome you in.
Absolutely. Right? I loved it.
It's a little encore conversation here. So, Jim, co-artistic director, thanks again for speaking with us. Earlier, you mentioned some of the differences between, you know, maybe the Disney Cinderella that we might be familiar with versus the Rossini retelling of Cinderella. Could you just give us more of a synopsis and tell us about the characters and the setting and what we can expect from this version?
Well, there are seven main characters plus a male ensemble who play the courtiers of the palace. So you have Angelina in this version, which is Cinderella in the Disney, but it's Angelina in this. Don't ask me why. We'll have to call Mr. Rossini. And then you have Prince Ramiro. You have Dandini, who is his valet. And you have Alidoro, who takes the place of the fairy godmother. So Alidoro is the prince's philosopher who helps some of the quote-unquote magic happen. And then you have Don Magnifico, who is the stepfather to Clorinda and Tisby. They've had many names throughout the different Cinderellas. I think they've had the most changes in name. And I'm missing one. Nope, that's it.
Jim, let's talk about you briefly, because you have a pedigree as a performer and you're a co-artistic director here with Kevin Bylsma of the opera. What is your history on the stage?
I started with the company, the opera company, in 1981. Yes, I'm that old.
Wow.
As a sophomore in college, Lester Friedman, who started the company back then, needed men for Aida, as is always the case when you do Aida. So yeah. I got into that production, and I was bitten by the bug, and I was in the chorus on and off for about 20 years doing chorus work and Compromari roles.
Yeah, and you have a performance tonight, yeah?
I actually am starring in The Prom at the Croswell Opera House for this weekend. We have 5 shows this weekend. So, yeah. Yes, I'm starring as Barry Glickman in that. So right now I'm kind of doing double duty.
You're not busy at all.
Not at all. Not yeah. at all.
Well, we had a conversation earlier about this production and the challenges of finding a set for Cinderella, because not many people do it, not many companies do it. You're building the set during the overture, right?
We are. Mark had the wise idea, because we're all expecting Disney and, you know, all of these things to happen, pumpkins flying into carriages and mice turning into horses. That is not in the Rossini. We've got to remember that this work is a few hundred years old. So in addition to, there's no glass slipper, there's a bracelet because of the, you know, morals of the time.
Yeah.
We're trying to put a little more magic into it. So when audience members come to the show, they're going to see an empty stage, and we're going to actually build. We start in Don Magnifico's house. We're going to build Don Magnifico's house in front of you during the overture.
Yeah.
Which I think should be kind of exciting.
So people shouldn't be alarmed when they walk in and see an empty stage.
It is not a stripped-down version, no. There will be set pieces. Just wait.
Yeah. A concert version.
Exactly.
Of Cinderella.
Exactly. Well, so we have two locales for this opera. We're in Don Magnifico's house and the palace garden. So we will switch between the two quite often in the show.
Yeah. It's interesting, and it seems challenging, but the stage activities that you're talking about sort of match the music, because the music is bubbly and delightful.
Absolutely. In Italian, Steve Whiffley, who is coordinating this day, asked me, is it in English or in Italian? And it has to be in Italian, because it goes by so quickly, and yeah. The singers are doing a great job with it. But it is so frothy and bubbly that Mark Verzat, who is our stage director, has really done, I think it was Lucille Ball who said that comedy is much harder than drama. And this is the case. And we're not trying to make it foppish. We're trying to stay true to the characters, right, who are funny in themselves.
Yeah. You mentioned Mark Verzat, who has been here in the past.
Yes, he was last year for Traviata and a few other things in the past, yes.
A wonderful director, I might add, who also focuses on the real acting. It has to be real.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Everything that he does.
Yes.
Yeah. I worked with him back in the day, in the 19-something.
Yeah, right.
Toward the end of the century, we should say.
And so this could you give us the where and when for listeners who would like to
Sure.
get tickets
are available at ToledoOpera.org, mm-hmm. and we go up Friday, October 6th at 7:30 p.m. at the Valentine Theater, and Sunday at 2 o'clock October 8th at the Valentine Theater.
And there's also a student night, right?
There is a student night for local high schools. You can buy $10 tickets, mm-hmm. Teachers and students. That can be done through our website, ToledoOpera.org, or by calling 419-255-SING, 7464. Mm-hmm. And those can be done very easily. And it's a great thing so that the students get a preview of a dress rehearsal. It's not a performance, it's a rehearsal, and you know, there will probably things might go wrong and we'll fix them, and they get to see the sausage made, as
yeah.
it were.
Yeah, it's great as far as education goes.
And absolutely.
It also speaks to the fact that, and I mentioned this briefly with Rachel, that it is really a great introductory opera for children of all ages, right?
It really is, because like I said before, this story goes back all the way to the Greeks, and every, you know, ethnic background has a Cinderella story in it. So I think, you know, students will know the storyline. It's not something that they have to remember, okay, who's that? The characters are very likable and easily identifiable.
Yeah.
And before we let you go, I did want to ask about, I hear there are some pre-show talks as well that people can attend?
Yes, absolutely. 1 hour before the curtain, so 6:30 on Friday and 1 o'clock on Sunday. Dr. Papanikolaou from Bowling Green State University will give a talk on Rossini and Cinderella. It's free. Just have to have your, you know, ticket to get in, and you can sit down and she'll tell you a little bit more about the composer, our production, the different singers that are in it, and it's really fascinating.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah, that would be a really interesting way to get some context right
Absolutely.
Before the show.
Yeah, and she allows time for questions too, so if you still have a burning question after she's spoken on it, you can ask your question.
I also noticed that a lot of people go to those talks. And it speaks to Toledo's audience, the fact that they are curious, the fact that they want to immerse themselves in the opera experience.
Absolutely.
I think it's wonderful. So, you know, a little shout out to all of you who are planning on attending.
Well, and we also have our audience guide. I see you have a copy of it here. It's on our website. Mm-hmm. And it just gives a little background of, again, about Rossini and the production and the singers and what they can expect.
Right. I think that I do have a copy of it here. The audience guide goes above and beyond too, because they even have some post-opera activities with some fun prompts for you to think about. So that's just definitely something to check out.
And there's
as well.
Some links to you know what you're going to hear during the opera, because I think probably the Non più mesta is the Cinderella's aria is about the only thing most people know. So there are other things in the opera that are just wonderful.
And we'll hear some of that music this afternoon. There are live performances going on. We do want to mention that story time, you know, people are starting to fill up the seats. Story time is going to happen right after we get off the air at 11 o'clock. So we invite you to join us at the Sylvania branch at Toledo Lucas County Public Library. We're here until 4 o'clock today, but we'll take a little break from on air, and we'll be back at 2 o'clock this afternoon with more interviews and, as I mentioned, live performances.
That's right. Thanks again, Jim, for another conversation. And ToledoOpera.org is the place to go for more information about Cinderella. WGTE supported in part by Toledo Opera. Thank you for joining us here on FM 91.